Actually, we'll be interviewing as a team.
We're here to fuck shit up.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as
Jake
Stewart?
And I'm Matt.
And this is the Nuclear Fridge.
It's completely insane. You guys are idiots.
Do you have nuclear weapons?
In the fridge.
Is that nuclear waste?
This whole fridge is a joke.
Honey, you are a regular nuclear meltdown.
You and I are not so different.
Stupid fridge guys.
Well, to each his own.
Go to school, boys.
Hello, and welcome to another fantastic episode of The Nuclear Fridge. As always, I'm your host, Matt Padgett. Also known as Ethan Padgett, also known as the Big Dog.
Big Daddy Padgett.
Big Daddy Padgett, the Big Dog Boy. And and today I am joined by two of my best friends in the whole wide world for the end of the year celebration, Mr. Jacob Decker.
It is maggot season, everyone.
Maggot season
with a T at the end. That's me. Yeah, <it's>
maggot. Important distinction. There's a T at the end. M-O-G
and
M-A-G-O-T. Maggot yes. season. Yes.
Maggot season.
Yeah.
We fucked that up.
I mean, it's you know what? It stands for movies, albums, games, outdoor activities, and television. We could change it to films. Should we change it to films instead of movies?
No.
Okay. We'll keep it with movies.
Now we got a cut. Now we definitely
cut. Now we're cut. We're canceled. What the fuck?
All right. Well, you know what? It stands for movies, albums, games, outdoor activities, and television shows. And we if you're not familiar with our yearly tradition, we just go around and say our favorite movie, album, game, outdoor activity, and television show to find out what the hell we like this year. You know, a lot of people, they do these friggin' long ass podcasts for end of year stuff. We don't want to put that much effort in, so we say, you know what?
I would.
No.
You would.
It's not about effort. It's about respecting our listeners' time.
That is very true. even though some of them would love 3 hours, we know that their time is worth more.
Stuart would love to do this for 3 hours.
No, I mean, it depends what we're, it depends. You know what? I don't want to do it for 3 hours.
That's rough. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you rather play some Fortnite festival?
I mean, I've had fun with that with you. The time depends on what it is we're doing. Like that horror draft with everybody. I didn't mind that being long.
That was fun. You know what?
Yeah.
Our Christmas movie draft was really fun too. I had a great time recording that.
You know, I had a blast. And thank you, Mikey, again.
Yeah, it was a blast. all right. Should we jump into the maggots?
Why not? That's what we're here for. It's not wasting right. time. No beating you know around what? The bush.
I want
gets to go first. No, I'm not going first. Jake gets to go first because
why do I get to Christmas go first?
Because this is. I think you deserve
think
to go
Stuart,
first.
Because Stuart is the best. He deserves to go first.
I'm not.
Stuart, what's your favorite movie of the year? You're going to hold up the podcast, Stuart. What's your favorite movie of the year?
Jake is my brother, and I want Jake to go first.
And that's why Jake is going second.
I don't know yet. I got to research what my favorite movie of the year was.
Yeah. So, Stuart, kick it off for us, baby boy.
So...
Stuart,
I know.
Kick it off for us, baby boy.
He's thinking. He wants
well, here,
to come
I've
with
I mean, like, so I feel like I'd be disingenuous because there's some really good ones that are close. It's most likely I'm going to say Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Oppenheimer's
I
your
did
favorite
love
movie of the year.
Oppenheimer, but Sloppenheimer. I also loved John Wick Chapter 4 and Sanctuary and. But I haven't
go
been to a theater multiple times in a long time, let alone for a 3 hour movie. So I'm going to say Oppenheimer, most likely.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of phenomenal movies this year, one of which I watched recently, but I'm not going to say which one it is because I need it in a pocket.
You need it in the pocket? Was it Silent Night?
No.
What was it?
I can't tell you.
Why? We already recorded the Christmas movie draft.
No, I know that. I can't say that.
Well, why are you being so secretive? You're ruining maggot season.
I'm not being secretive at all. I picked Oppenheimer.
Okay, then talk about why do you like Oppenheimer, Stuart?
It is one of the first off, for being a biopic, it is it's very tightly paced. I mean, I'm just going to repeat things I've said over and over on this podcast about this movie.
Remind people why you like
Oppenheimer. I incredible acting, very well paced for a 3-hour movie. I'm not usually very big on biopics lately, but it felt like everything that was there needed to be there. I was a very, you know, for addressing such a complex issue and some of the horrors that came with it, I thought it was handled in a very mature way without being insulting towards anyone. And I know, you know, Christopher Nolan is a great director and had a beautiful score. I was very taken aback by it because I was expecting to like it. I wasn't expecting to love it.
Right, right. I mean, it ended up being my favorite Christopher Nolan film. I think it's fucking awesome.
It's a beautiful fucking movie.
Badass flick. Mm. about something very horrible.
I don't know if badass is the word, but it was
sick.
In terms of directing, it was very badass.
Yeah, I thought it was very well made. Jake, are you ready or should I go?
I'm ready.
All right, Jacob Decker, what is your movie of the year?
Trolls, probably.
How
really did let's like that movie.
Go.
No, I will say, I feel like there's a lot of movies that came out this year that I haven't seen that I still want to see, like Poor Things and what's that movie, Matt, with the teacher and the student?
Oh, May December.
I kind of want to see that too.
That was great.
But based on what I've seen so far, it is close between Godzilla Minus One and
that is on
Killers
my list.
Of the Flower Moon. I think Killers of the Flower Moon is my favorite, though.
Hell yeah,
that
brother.
I've seen so far this year. I honestly have a hard time imagining any of those other movies I'll like more than it, but you never know. But yeah, Killers of the Flower Moon was really good. I thought it was a excellent examination of some truly evil people in United States history and a part of history that doesn't get the sort of attention that it's owed. So seeing Scorsese kind of cover that topic and do it in a way that felt authentic and entertaining. I'm hesitant to say entertaining because it is dealing with some pretty heavy themes and subjects, but I think the craftsmanship behind it is impressive as always.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say yeah. Mine is also Killers of the Flower Moon.
Dick Riders.
Shout out to the Holdovers, which I absolutely loved.
Please cut that. I was a poorly timed.
No, it's fine.
No, yeah, cut that. I'm sorry. That was a terrible joke. No, no.
I
still want that entirely cut. I don't like it at all.
Okay, too bad. I'll cut it. No, I'll cut it. It's fine.
All right.
Thank you.
Shout out to the Holdovers. You know, that's probably my feel good movie of the year. It's an excellent Christmas movie by one of my favorite directors, Alexander Payne, and one of my favorite actors, Paul Giamatti. But I've struggled to not think about Killers of the Flower Moon since seeing it back in October. Just a really fucking phenomenally made film showcasing some of the most horrific acts committed against humans that people swore to love, and that is such a horrible ball of dread to unpack. But then at the same time, you see the culture and the lives of people who are beautiful and who did not deserve these injustices committed upon them. And I think, like, in a film that has like some of the most horrifying shit I've ever seen, like probably one of the worst on-screen deaths, just in terms of just complete bluntness to it. And there's a great scene where there's a guy who's literally like talking about. So what happens if my wife dies and I have these kids? Well, the kids will get her head right. And then it's like, oh, well, what happens if the kids die? And it's like the people committing these crimes could not be more blunt and obvious and stupid about it. But also they lived in a country it's not even in the States. It's in Canada too, where like people could just get away with committing atrocities against Indigenous people. And at the same time, you see those things in that movie. You also see, like, I think there's this one scene where someone passes on from the living world. And it is one of the most beautiful fucking moments I've ever seen in a movie. And it's just, it is an incredible hand to make all of that work. And honestly, like, hard for me to determine what my favorite Scorsese movie is, but it is definitely in the running. And that's crazy for me to say. And it gives me hope, honestly, to be a 30-year-old who at times worries his best days are behind him. And it's like, no, like Martin Scorsese showed that he can still make a goddamn fucking movie. Love it. Absolutely love it.
It's not a movie, Matt. It's a film.
Right. It's a picture.
It's a picture. Yeah. Even better. Even better.
Yeah. Fucking awesome movies this year. What a fucking incredible year for movies.
It was a great year. Great year.
And now with the strike, we will have a couple of shitty years of movies.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be wild. All right. Albums. Stuart Gears. I want to hear your album of the year. Stuart Gears, I would like to hear your album of the year.
Let the man cook.
No, well, okay, before we started recording, he chided us for not having our list ready.
I want that joke cut. I'm hurt that I did that at that time.
I said I'd cut it.
Now you keep mentioning it, so now we can't cut it.
Yeah, the more you mention it, the harder it is to cut. Now you're going to make me go through and cut every mention and reference to it.
Yeah.
So my favorite album of the year. I'd say it's probably Robert Friedland's Black Bayou.
Oh,
I haven't even heard that.
It's a blues album. It's a blues album. I love blues. The man's got a killer voice. The guy's like, I think he's like in his 70s, but I've been listening to his music for a bit now, and I love it.
What's it called?
It's one of the few Black Bayou.
Black Bayou.
But he's phenomenal.
Who did it?
Robert Finley. Sorry, I don't know why I said Friedland. My God.
I was going to say.
Why did I say Robert Friedland? What the fuck? Robert Finley. I'm so sorry, Robert Finley. Yeah, but no, it's an amazing album. Go look, check out his other albums too, are really good. Sharecropper's Son is very good. But I don't know. I've just been heavy into blues, but his albums, every time he releases an album, I find myself listening to them on repeat. So there you go. I won't even mention other stuff. I'm gonna be quick and to the point.
Hey, you just added one guy I'm gonna check out after this podcast.
Yeah. When we get to Matt, it's gonna be his favorite album too, because he said he hasn't really listened to any.
I do have an album. I figured out what I can add to this conversation.
All right. Well, do you wanna go, or are we gonna keep the same order? Is it me?
I'm very interested in hearing I guess mine doesn't count as an album because it's a greatest hits compilation.
Damn.
But it is like the first time they've released an album. So I feel like it works. But anyway, Jake, you go first. You're the music guy. You're the one that I go to for music recommendations.
Well, while I tell you about mine, you can do some Googling, last minute Googling, and see if there's something you missed. Mine is Zach Bryan's self-titled album. It is country. Never thought country would be a country album. It would be one of my favorite albums of the year. But it's very good. It's very heartfelt. It's very sparse in the right way. And it is not, it does not sound like that Nashville cheesy pop country at all. It is very different. It sounds and feels very authentic. But I've been listening to that album on repeat for months now. I am amazed at how much I'm listening to it. And it's got me considerably more into country. I've always been kind of into country, but I've never liked it that much. Mostly like modern country. Older stuff I've been into, such as, I guess he's not older, but like Charlie Crockett. We've talked about him before, but Sturgill Simpson. But Zach Bryan's kind of in the same vein, I would say, as those. But this album, like I listened to some of his other albums and some of the songs I really like, but I think as a whole, this album just works so well for me, and definitely recommend giving it a listen. But there's many good albums that came out this year too, like Queens of the Stone Age's new album. I listened to that a ton. In Time's New Roman, I believe it's called. I listened to a lot of Portugal the Man's new album, which I also thought was pretty good because their last album felt kind of weak despite them dropping probably their most famous song of all time, which is Feel It Still. No big bangers, I'd say, on this new one like that, but I kind of like it that way. It feels a little more interesting and cohesive than their last album, which I appreciate greatly. There's more. I know there's more, but I can't think of any other ones off the top of my head. But yeah, Zach Bryan, self-titled album. Give it a listen.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to say what I was going to say because it'll kind of steal the thunder of something.
Matt, Kanye West Vultures isn't out yet.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
I'm not sure. If we're gonna cut anything out, it's mentioning that guy. I'm not sure.
Why did you
that
say
man.
That? Now you what? Made it more to cut.
Why? No, we're not cutting anything but the joke, so people can just know you made a joke. You
oh, that's about. Rude. That is so rude.
that's your fault. You made the reference. Now it's a meme. I this is an album I listened to in the beginning of the year. It came out in March. And it's like a collaborative album between JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown, and it's called Scaring the Hose. And I like this album. I have a hard time. It's definitely not my favorite album in terms of like here's an album full of songs that was released this year. We'll get to that in the next category. But I have a hard time keeping up with new music. I like Guts by Olivia Rodrigo.
Hell yeah. That was ended up in my most listened to song in Spotify.
Yeah, man. I didn't like her first album. I thought it was like, yeah, it's fine. This is all right. But then her new album, I'm like, oh man, this vampire song. Dude, if they redo my Spotify Wrapped to include December, then she's going to be on it. It's going to be wild. But yeah, I liked Scaring the Hose. Danny Brown, I've always loved his, specifically Danny Brown, I've always loved his voice and his style of rap. And he's a cool guy too. So feels good to listen to his music and like it. Hip hop, for all those people who don't know who JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown are. But yeah, game. Best game of the year. Stuart, what is your game of the year?
If it wasn't so goddamn good, I wouldn't say it.
Okay.
But it's Alan Wake 2.
Should we all say
it? Alan Wake 2 is just too damn good. I mean, it also was my most heart-wrenching game this year due to a bug. But,
due to a bug. Did you ever get that sorted?
Yeah, I finished it. I loved it.
Hey! That's fucking
absolutely
awesome.
Loved it. Alan Wake 2. I also, though, I will give a shout out. I need to give some shout outs this year, though, because I didn't play a ton. But Spider-Man 2, fucking solid game. And RoboCop Rogue City, I was going to almost give it to.
Oh.
But Alan Wake 2 is
Did you finish
phenomenal.
It?
Oh, yeah. I love RoboCop Rogue City. Please support that game. It's amazing.
Yeah, that game's dope.
And then also shout out just to Party Animals, because I like little games where you get to beat up funny little creatures. And it's fun. I don't know.
You like beating up little creatures?
I don't like beating up little creatures, but it's like it's just a fun little party game. I don't know.
You think beating up little creatures is a party?
I mean, in the context of that game, yeah, it's a fun game. It's a fun game. I enjoy it. I get some laughs out of it that, you know, I don't think I'm getting anything new really with Gang Beasts, so it kind of helps give me a little bit more of that sort of game.
Yeah, it fills you with life.
Yeah, yeah. But Alan Wake 2, 100%.
Yeah, you got into Alan Wake this year.
I went through all of Alan Wake, and I watched all the online videos and everything. I went crazy with Alan Wake, which was funny, because it was the same year I went into with, like, Twin Peaks, which, like, which was maybe not the greatest thing to do, but at the same time, it was fun.
That is funny.
But yeah, I went through Alan Wake.
Unrelated, too, right? Like, you didn't...
No, I didn't plan on doing it that way at all. Everyone's been telling me to watch Twin Peaks for a long time. I absolutely love Twin Peaks, by the way, if I haven't made that clear.
It's great.
I played Alan Wake first because I wanted to play Alan Wake 2, and I remember starting out the first Alan Wake and wanting to play it again, so I just went through the first one in the DLC, and I did American Nightmare, and then I went through all their videos. Like, Remedy goes fucking above and beyond with their shit, and I watched a lot of the live action stuff. I played Control as well, and I loved Control. So I just kind of went through all that, and then I went to Alan Wake 2. But yeah, I had finished Twin Peaks before I got into Alan Wake 2, but it was completely just kind of coincidental timing.
Yeah, there was it's funny playing through part two. Well, Alan Wake 2. I'm kind of going into mine, but I also, Alan Wake 2 is my game of the year, I guess.
Let's go.
I loved it, man. It's such an awesome, it's so awesome to see Remedy just do their thing, like, completely unfettered. I adored it. Maybe my favorite, one of my favorite games of all time, but time will tell. Jacob?
Mine is not
Alan.
Do
you want to join us?
Yeah, mine is not Alan Wake 2.
Oh no!
I've been thinking about this a lot, and I feel like every day my favorite game of 2023 changes. At one point I thought for sure it was Zelda. At another point I thought for sure it was Baldur's Gate. At one point I thought it was Alan Wake 2. At one point I even thought it was Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty, because that game is incredible. Stuart, you should check it out. I think you'd like it.
I know. I need to.
But I think my favorite game of 2023 was Hitman Freelancer Mode.
Hey! There's never a wrong answer when it's Hitman,
fucking
baby.
Swerve.
Let's go. Technically, Freelancer Mode came out this year, and I think for all of January and February, that's basically the only game I played. I think about it all the time. I think it's a brilliant implementation of those mechanics, and I think they do some really smart things with it. On top of that, it's so much fun to watch other people play and just fuck around with. It makes me super excited for anything IO does in the future. I know they're working on that James Bond game. I hope some of that freelancer DNA makes it into that, but also deep down, can't wait for another Hitman to see what they do, because Freelancer Mode was incredible. It was such a dope year for games. Cyberpunk 2077, dude. Phantom Liberty was incredible. Just thinking about those characters and that story and all the changes they made to the gameplay, it is excellent. Baldur's Gate 3, probably the hardest I've laughed playing co-op with you and Cody, Matt. Some of the shenanigans that we'd end up in. Your butt-naked character who just showed up in every cutscene.
Cutscenes. dude, what a good nuts memories. Year. Yeah. Did you ever play Hitman on Steam Deck?
No, I installed it, but because all of my progression was on... Is it cross-progression?
I don't know if it is.
Maybe if it's cross-progression, then I'll play it on Steam Deck. But I only played on Xbox, like, because I got code for that way back in the day.
That makes sense.
I only played that on Xbox. But if there's cross-progression, then I might check it out on Steam Deck.
I'm not fucking lying when I say this. I don't know why I would think anyone, Matt's lying when he says that, but I would be so down to spend a night just like watching you play Hitman Freelancer and just fucking telling you to do certain things and just having a blast. Because it, like you said, it is so much fun watching and playing that game.
Yeah,
and playing with friends is great.
Yeah, I mean, like when it came out, John Luke and I, we'd stay in the office late and we would just, we'd take turns on each level and we'd kind of give each other guidelines on how to complete it. And the absurdity that would happen was just so entertaining.
Oh, man. Let's do that. Yeah, I've got my shit plugged into my computer. We can go.
It'd be fun.
Let's fucking do it.
With PC, right. Parsec in, and then I can, and then you,
oh,
we can. No, I don't want you to parsec into my PC. That's a bad idea.
But yeah,
no, you're gonna start watching porn. You're gonna parsec into my PC to watch porn, so it doesn't end up in your,
in my history,
in your history. It's pretty smart, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put my entire iPad history into your computer.
How are you gonna do that?
Just look at my history and type in URLs, baby.
Oh, one at a time. I'd be impressed if you did that.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for a bit.
It's a lot of like, this video's not good enough.
It'd be funnier if you parsec into my work PC and did that, though, because that might actually have repercussions. If you do it on my personal PC, it's like, okay, this is annoying.
What if I leave all of the windows open?
On my personal PC?
Yeah, and then you have to just look through them all.
Oh, I just close it all, right?
Oh, fuck. You're right. Damn it.
I just go to Chrome and just shut down Chrome, relaunch Chrome.
Goddamn. Too smart for old Jacob Decker.
Yeah,
Old Matty P. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, Alan Wake, Hitman Freelancer. I'd say those are the two best games of the year. But also, like you said, Baldur's Gate and Zelda, both fucking hitters, man.
RoboCop.
Another fucking awesome game.
RoboCop. I need to play it. I'll play it over breaks, dude, if you play Phantom Liberty. How about that?
Done deal. I want to play Phantom Liberty. It's not that I don't want to play it.
I don't know. It kind of seems like you don't.
Well, the only things I've played recently is just when I've played some multiplayer with, like, friends. I just haven't played anything single player, really.
Probably
because I'm trying to get caught back up with movies and stuff because I got behind there.
Yeah. I've played almost 700 hours of Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Wow.
So is that your game of the year?
That's the game I played the most for sure. I started playing House Flipper 2, which I'm liking a lot because I loved that first one.
Is that with Joanna Gaines and her husband?
No, it's just a game. There's no branding with it.
It's not based on the show.
Nope. It's House based on the first
Flippers
game.
Or what is that one? Flipper Flop? I've brought this up on here before.
Love It or List It.
Love It or List It. Flipper Flop's the one with the couple that separated that have their own shows now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House Flipper is great. You clean houses and it's just fucking relaxing. You make houses better. And then
is there raccoons in the ceiling?
No, but you'll find like poop and stuff that you have to clean up.
Oh, that's not
fun. And like raccoon paws and shit. But yeah, there's no raccoons.
That'd be a lot more realistic. Or snakes in the garden.
Yeah, you know what's funny? It has fucking, it's made in Europe, and it has voice acting, and they definitely did not get professional voice actors, so it's, like, really bad voice acting, and it's just funny, you know?
Yeah.
So, I've been laughing, having a good time. Really dig it. That could be a game of the year. Who knows, man? This year is fucking insane. But anyway, Jacob Stewart, tell me your outdoor activity of the year.
Well,
God, I don't know.
Walking the pup.
Hell yeah, your new pup. You got the new pup this year.
The new pup this year. And she is a little angel with a lot of energy.
Just like Alan Wake too. I'm the same, man. I'm walking my dog. My dog.
I guess I did a lot of traveling this year, so I guess traveling.
Yeah, you went to Europe multiple times.
I went to Europe 3 times.
The man's a traveler.
On 3 separate occasions, which is
in how many months?
Pretty cool. I went in April. I went end of April, beginning of May. I went in July, and then I went in September.
4 times.
3 times.
God damn. That was 4 times you just came.
Well, okay, no, I went at the end of April, which led into the beginning of May.
Oh, okay.
It was one trip, so.
Right. Damn, that's fucking wild, man. Fucking traveling. You're racking up the air miles.
I am. Hell kind of, dude. Because I didn't fly. Yeah, I didn't fly United on everything, which is my primary one. But yeah.
Right.
Still racking up those air miles.
Yeah, man. All right. Outdoor activities. Not much to say. In case you didn't know.
Because this is a joke. Fucking,
it's a joke category.
Because we couldn't come up with anything else.
Favorite orange you ate this past year. All right. I guess we're going to close it off with TV shows, guys. The Maggot is about to conclude. Yeah. Stuart, you watched a lot of TV this year. What was
none of which
show?
From this year for the most part. If I was going by the show
this year,
I do. If it was not by that, I mean, like I watched The Sopranos, Better Call Saul, and Twin Peaks this year.
God,
all of which are very deserving of being my favorite shows of a year. But as far as shows this year, it's close between two. With brief shout outs, but it's probably between The Fall of the House of Usher and Gen V.
Oh, Gen V, the boys.
The Boys spinoff. Absolutely. I love The Boys. The spinoff, you know, I'm always weary with spinoffs lately, but this one did not disappoint. And the acting was great. It kept up the humor while also tying into The Boys in a pretty seamless fashion without ever feeling forced. In The Fall of the House of Usher, I mean, I like Mike Flanagan. I think as far as acting this year in television, I think Bruce Greenwood and Carla Gugino are being absolutely shafted. Because they're phenomenal in it.
They're being shafted?
Yeah, like they're getting no attention for like whatever it is, like Emmys and stuff like that. Like they're both so damn good. But also shout outs to It's Always Sunny's new season was hysterical. And I was very happy to watch the Justified City Primeval and seeing my boy Timothy Oliphant being badass Raylan again. It made my heart happy. But yeah, it's a toss up between those two. I mean, Barry also ended on a high note, but yeah, probably one of those two. So there's no definitive answer in this one for me.
Well, Jake.
Nice.
That leaves you, man. Well, I guess I haven't done mine yet, but
this is tough. There's a lot of shows I like this year. Succession was really good. The finale I enjoyed quite a bit. I don't think I liked it as much as some of the previous seasons, though. The Bear season 2 was once again incredible. But honestly, I think my favorite show I watched this year was a show called Jury Duty.
I need to watch this.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it, Stuart, but you'd probably appreciate it quite a bit. It's hard to explain, but basically, it is about. I don't want to spoil it. It is like kind of like a reality TV show, except everyone is acting except for one person, and that one person doesn't know that everyone else is acting.
That sounds amazing.
And it is amazing. James Marsden is in it.
What's it on?
It's on Hulu, I think. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
James Marsden is in it, and he plays himself.
Fuck yeah.
And it's just the whole situation. It's really quick, too. There's like 6 episodes, and they're like 30 minutes each, or 8 episodes. But you'd think, given like the setup, it would be like a prank, and it would be like a mean joke, but it actually like shows like a really nice side of humanity, and it's very wholesome. It's quite good. And it's like something I've never really seen before. Like I can't think of.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, I feel like you'd probably enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm definitely checking this out.
Matt?
It's a free V original.
Yeah, it's on some weird channel.
That's funny. I'm definitely, it's on Amazon Prime up here.
Oh, hell. Oh.
That's what I think I watched on too, Amazon Prime.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Well, you know, lots of TV shows. I watched The Sopranos from beginning to end this year, which was huge. I think like Ted Lasso ended with a bit of a whimper. And
the finale was definitely one of the better parts of it. But
yeah, I agree.
It still was, though. It was definitely a disappointing season.
Felt a bit uneven, for sure. But you know what? Like, out of all the TV shows that I watched this year, I think I got... I mean, there's one that I really want to watch, which I haven't, and it's The Curse, which is Nathan Fielder with Emma Stone and Benny Safdie.
I started to watch that, and... I enjoyed it, but it's not easy to watch.
Yeah, isn't it like writing the fiction, nonfiction line?
Kind of. That's not necessarily why. It's just, it's very dry, I guess.
Ah, okay.
It's like there are funny moments, but they're not really like laugh out loud funny moments. It's hard to...
Is it like awkward humor?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. It's awkward for sure. All right. All right. But sometimes it's not humor. It's just awkward.
Right. Mm. Well, I will get to it eventually. But I think my favorite show this year, and I guess it's kind of cheating because I watched the whole show in like a week, was Barry. I watched Barry from beginning to end and finished it right before the final episode aired. And even just speaking about like the last episode, I thought it was a really great show that kind of like deconstructed the male focused hero of shows like Breaking Bad and Sopranos and just a gluttony of bad guy heroes that, you know, we're all so fascinated with and I continue to be fascinated with. And it was just really interesting watching a show that kind of like played with the humor of that, but then also like had moments where it like really showed you the reality of who Barry is. And I just thought it was fucking great. And
did it mind being bluntly serious?
Yeah. And really making you realize the weight of some of the characters' actions, and I fucking dug the shit out of it. And what was the I'm trying to think. It wasn't in the last season, but one of my favorite episodes of all time of any TV show was the episode where there's an episode where Barry has to go kill basically a judo guy,
karate. That is like the best episode. It's an incredible
and
episode.
I won't explain why or what happens, but it is probably the greatest TV episode I've ever fucking seen. And that, and I mean that, and I'm talking about Twin Peaks, I'm talking about Breaking Bad, Sopranos. Like, that episode is like, first off, there's this one shot where one of the characters goes up and talks to this little kid, and what happens and how the shot is framed and how it just holds.
Perfect.
I had to look up who directed it, and it was Bill Hader. And I'm like, oh my God, that was fucking incredible. Like, oh man, what a phenomenal show. Really, really, really enjoyed it. I really liked the finale too. Yeah, great stuff.
Shout out to Anthony Carrigan as well, because NoHo Hank is a fucking incredible character.
Dude, yeah.
Phenomenal.
Couldn't believe it. That guy needs to be in more stuff. And I hope he doesn't, you know, get typecasted as just like silly guy, because he's really fucking awesome.
He is.
Yeah. Oh man. What a year, man. Like, look at all this fucking, I think this is like the best year since we started this podcast in terms of just like great shit that came out.
I'm thinking. It's very possible. It's very possible.
I forgot to say, yeah, it was the Old Gods of Asgard like compilation album they released on Spotify.
Oh,
that was the album I was talking about.
That's a that would have been a phenomenal choice.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I didn't want to spoil the Alan Wake fun, so I held off. But I did fucking enjoy that album, and I'm listening to The Herald of Darkness pretty much nonstop on Spotify. That's gonna be my Wrapped next year.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, boys, let's get out of here. Let's have our holiday, and I'll see you all next year. And to everyone listening, I'll see you next year too.
Happy Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We hope you had a Merry Christmas, and whatever you celebrate, we hope you had a great one too. Happy Hanukkah, all that good stuff. And yeah, we'll see you next time on the Nuclear Fridge. Bring a cold one from the fridge to watch our show.